A writer and entrepreneur shared that when we die, our body is buried in one grave, and all our ideas are buried in another. And I couldn't help but think of the spiritual significance of this statement. You know, we may not enjoy the thought of dying and being buried, but we at least accept it. We understand that's just the way life works. What should be more disturbing to a Christian, since we have the hope of the resurrection in Christ Jesus, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, what should be more disturbing to us is the grave for all the things that we could have done. Once this life is over, there will be no more opportunities to do anything. You will never be able to teach your children again. You'll never be able to share the gospel of Christ with anyone ever again. You'll never be able to volunteer to serve the Lord's church again. You will never be able to give another dollar to advance the Lord's cause in this world. Maybe we put off doing things we know we ought to do because our lives are pretty busy. The problem is that Jesus didn't think this way. He said in John chapter 9, verse 4 through 5, he said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9, verse 4 through 5. Even the Son of God knew his time was limited on this earth, and he had things he had to accomplish for the Father. Now, as the Lord's disciples, as his followers, you and I are the light of the world, as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 14, where he says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. As long as we are in the world, we are the light of the world. We aren't just the light on Sundays or on days when we aren't busy. So long as we live in this world, we are the light of the world every day. When night comes, when death arrives, our time and opportunities to shine our light and to do the will of the Father will come to an end. Will we die full of regret as we think about all the things we should have done or said? Will we shake our heads at the thought of how full that second grave will be? Or will we die full of peace, knowing we gave our all to the service of our King? When we die, the grave that holds our physical body will be filled for a brief time until the Lord returns, as Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. But what about the other grave, the one for all the things we could have done? Will it be full or will it be empty?